Well, good evening, brethren, or good afternoon, actually. Hey, during this message, when I refer to God, I just want to remind you that I'm referring both to our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. So let's start this message by reviewing 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. You don't have to turn there. It's very familiar scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. According to James Fawcett Brown commentary, these scriptures remind us that we have no right to harm our bodies because they belong to God. The scriptures say, "Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." These Bible verses teach us that taking care of our physical health is important to God, and it's actually an act of worship. What we put into our bodies directly impacts our overall health and how we honor God. Brethren, think how often we fill our bodies with unhealthy fast foods and processed foods. In Herbert Armstrong's booklet, The Seven Laws of Success, good health was the third law of success. Good health is high on the list, and this makes sense because if a person does not have good health, they may not be able to implement the other laws of success and do the work God wants them to do. There are many elements to good health. There are God's food laws, adequate sleep, exercise, managing stress, good hydration, disease prevention, and good nutrition. One of the best ways to have good health and a long life is to have good nutrition. The title of this message is The Power of Nutrition. Good nutrition is consuming the right amount and combination of nutrients to keep our bodies functioning as God created them to function. Brethren, good nutrition supports healing. God designed and made our bodies to heal itself. And if we give our bodies the nutrition it needs, it will heal itself. My integrated doctor likes to say, if you need to prove to yourself that your body is designed to heal itself, make a small cut on your finger with a knife and watch it heal. The key to good nutrition is focusing on consuming foods as close to their nature or to their natural state as possible, just as God intended. In the beginning, God said, "I've given you every sort of seed-bearing plant on earth and every kind of fruit-bearing tree, given them to you for food." That's in Genesis 1:29. It's from the Message Bible. You see, in the beginning, God designed humans and animals to eat only raw vegetables, fruit, beans, and whole grains. One of the most practical ways we can honor God through our eating habits is by choosing foods that promote nutrition and are as natural as possible. By consuming only God-made foods, we nourish our bodies in a way that promotes nutrition, healing, and long life. Brethren, the longer we live, the longer we can serve God and do the work God has for each of us to do. Today, most people overlook the negative effects of processed foods and fast foods on our bodies. These processed foods and fast foods not only lack nutrients, but they can contain harmful chemicals, artificial ingredients, preservatives, unhealthy oils, and high level of sugars. This disrupts our body's natural function. The Bible offers timeless wisdom on healthy eating. In Daniel chapter 1, verse 12, Daniel asked to be given only vegetables and water, refusing the rich foods offered by the Babylonian king. After 10 days, Daniel and his friends appeared healthier and stronger than those who ate the royal food. This passage shows that when we align our diets with God's natural food, we can see positive results. By educating ourselves about what goes into our food and what we put into our mouth, we can make more informed decisions that lead to better nutrition and better health. Brethren, the Bible says, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." Hosanna 4:6. And in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14, it says, "In the multitude of counselors, there is safety." Brethren, knowledge and discipline are key when it comes to making good food choices. Let me repeat. Knowledge and discipline are key when it comes to making good food choices. Today I'm going to share with you one big mistake I made about choosing what to eat. I made a lot of mistakes in my life, but this one I'm going to share with you today. I made this mistake because I lacked knowledge and the desire to gain knowledge about nutrition from a multitude of counselors. PubMed.gov is a free resource supporting the search and retrieval of biomedical and life science literature with the aim of improving health. The PubMed database contains more than 38 million citations and abstractions from clinical trials of biomedical literature. PubMed was developed and is maintained at the U.S. National Library of Medicine, located at the National Institute of Health. The article that I want to refer to is titled, "The Big Five Photochemicals Targeting Cancer Stem Cells, Curcumin, EGCG, Sulforaphane, Resveratrol, and Ginistine." In this clinical study, it showed that these five photochemicals help eliminate cancer stem cells. Cancer stem cells are often considered the mother of cancer cells. So eliminating cancer stem cells is most important. Curcumin is found in turmeric. EGCG is found in green tea. Sulforaphane is found in some raw vegetables, whereas resveratrol is found in grapes, and ginistine is found in soy. You can also get these photochemicals by taking organic supplements. Today I want to focus on sulforaphane. Sulforaphane is a compound found in raw vegetables like broccoli, kale, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower, arugula, and watercress. If you add mustard to these vegetables, you increase the sulforaphane. Over 35 years ago, I started on what I thought was a healthy food plan, and I started to eat a lot of frozen vegetables. That was my main meal, frozen vegetables. But in this clinical study, it showed that these five photochemicals help eliminate cancer stem cells. I got a duplicate page here. In February 23, I was diagnosed with cancer. So I started to gain knowledge on the many different ways to eliminate cancer stem cells from my body. During my research, I discovered that frozen vegetables typically do not contain significant amounts of sulforaphane due to the blanching process used before freezing. Blanching involves cooking vegetables in high temperatures of hot water or steam before they freeze it. The extreme heat destroys the enzyme which is necessary to form sulforaphane, which is one of the big five photochemicals that clinical studies has proven to eliminate and prevent cancer stem cells. In February 2023, after I was diagnosed with cancer, I stopped eating frozen vegetables and started to eat raw vegetables only. Today, I continue to eat raw vegetables because I want to flood my body with sulforaphane because it helps eliminate and prevent cancer stem cells. Brethren, caring for our nutrition is a form of stewardship. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. By choosing to nourish our bodies with foods that promote nutrition, we glorify God and heal our bodies. God designed our bodies to heal, and the more we align our choices with His principles on nutrition, the more we heal. Brethren, let's begin to close this message by reviewing the five lessons from this message. The first lesson is this: we have no right to do harm to our bodies because our bodies belong to God. The second lesson is this: the key to good nutrition is focusing on consuming foods as close to their natural state as possible, just as God intended. The third lesson is this: knowledge and discipline are key when it comes to making good food choices. And the fourth lesson is this: according to articles in PubMed.gov, sulforaphane, curcumin, EGCG, resveratrol, and genistein can target cancer stem cells and help eliminate them. The fifth lesson is this: by choosing to nourish our bodies with foods that promote nutrition, healing, and vitality, we glorify God and better prepare ourselves to serve His purpose for us. Brethren, please remember, if we do our part, God will do His part. John 15, verse 7.